Unit 3, Chapter 7, page 101. Solving Crimes with Modern Technology.
Solving crimes is one of the most important jobs of law enforcement. Improvements in crime technology help investigators identify suspects and solve crimes faster and more efficiently. Detectives even use this technology today to solve crimes from a long time ago. A well-known example of new technology is DNA testing. Previously, when police found body fluids, such as blood, sweat, and saliva, at a crime scene, they collected it as evidence. However, this evidence could not be analyzed at that time. Even so, crime experts stored it in a freezer. Today, modern DNA testing helps experts analyze this type of evidence to solve recent crimes. They are reinvestigating cold cases, too. Cold cases are unsolved crimes from the past. Now, criminologists have the modern technology they require to analyze frozen evidence. In many cases, they identify suspects with the information they get from it. The murder of 10-year-old Anna Palmer is an example of a cold case. In 1998, someone attacked and killed Anna outside her house in Salt Lake City, Utah. There were no witnesses to the murder and very little evidence. Then, in 2009, this cold case was reopened. Experts examined dirt from under Anna's fingernails and found DNA evidence. This DNA matched the DNA of Matthew Brock. In 2011, Brock pled guilty to Anna's murder and is now in prison for life. Another example of modern technology involves new kinds of fingerprint testing. In the past, analysts could only examine fingerprint patterns and check them with the ones they had on file. The fingerprints of convicted criminals are kept permanently on file in police records. People whose fingerprints are not on file cannot be identified in this way. Today, however, fingerprint testing provides additional information, such as the age and sex of its owner. The fingerprints also reveal if the person takes medication. Investigators can use this new technology to reanalyze fingerprints from cold cases to help identify a suspect and even solve the crime. In one case, the police in Tacoma, Washington, found the body of a 27-year-old woman who had been murdered in her bedroom. There were no witnesses, and her apartment had few clues. The only real evidence did not seem very helpful. The victim's bed sheet had some of her blood on it, and it looked as if someone had wiped his or her hands. At the time of the murder, it was impossible to identify a fingerprint, or even a palm print, from fabric. The detectives could not use the evidence, but they saved it. They called Eric Berg, a forensic expert with the Tacoma Police, for help. A forensic expert is a person who helps solve crimes. Eric Berg is not only a forensic expert, but a computer expert, too. He developed computer software to enhance or improve crime scene photos. He used his software and re-examined the fabric from the murder case. It worked. Eric Berg used his software to make the palm print more apparent or clear. Then he gave the new evidence to the detectives. The detectives checked the palm print with clear palm prints they had on file. They identified a man whose palm print matched a print on file and arrested him. The court eventually convicted him of the crime, and he is now in jail. Today, many other police departments have reopened old cases and are using Eric Berg's software. Police are developing other kinds of new crime-solving technology that are enabling them to reconsider evidence they could not use in the past. By helping the police identify suspects, new technology may help solve cold cases as well as current cases and put more criminals in prison.